tale. Break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a
CFW.
Closer.
you, baby, but here's my number. So call.
CFW.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
In a fried-out combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies, I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under, where women go and men plunder? Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under, where we don't slow and mention her. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
To 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Well, the kiss and tell, her wishing well, a crocodile she'd say.
working like a monkey see, monkey do, right beside a riverboat gambler. Right, a few my G's float through my head. Say I wanna be a midnight rambler. Well, to kiss and tell, oh, wishing well, a butterfly tease. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, to kiss and tell, oh, wishing well, a crocodile cheese. Get up!
And more. 105.7
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
To be
Got nothing against the big town. Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
With the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Transportation have announced the opening of the first electric vehicle charging stations funded by the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program, According to a press release, the fast-charging stations recently began operations at Quick Trips in Ashland, Menominee, and Chippewa Falls. Funding for the stations came from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Governor Evers has made expanding electric vehicle infrastructure a priority for the state to encourage more drivers to purchase the vehicles. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting an increase in gray wolf depredations on livestock in 2024. According to DNR data, 2024 saw 84 cases of confirmed or probable wolf depredations on livestock, up from 69 in 2023 and 49 in 2022. DNR officials also reported an increase in the number of wolf harassment complaints from residents. Managing the gray wolf population in the state has become a controversial topic, with lawmakers at odds over whether there should be a set wolf population goal or not. The Webster teenager accused of setting multiple mailboxes on fire in Barron County has officially been charged. According to court documents, the 17-year-old was charged with one count of possession of explosives for unlawful purpose, 8 counts of arson of property, and 10 counts of criminal damage to property. The mailbox fires were set on December 26th, and authorities located the suspect vehicle soon after, allegedly finding items that had been stolen from the mailboxes as well. A 15-year-old in the vehicle was also taken into custody. The Eau Claire Police Department is warning residents about a scam call circulating the area. Officials say a number of residents have reported receiving calls from someone claiming to be a detective, advising them of an unsolved legal matter they're involved in. The scam caller then attempts to get personal information or outright payment from the potential victim. Authorities are reminding residents that they will never ask them for payment over the phone, and they should hang up and call the department back directly if they suspect a scam call. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds in the overnight as lows drop to near 5 above. A light breeze across the region. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Light west winds with highs in the upper teens, mid-20s, and mostly cloudy Thursday. Right now, it's 1.
CFW.
And more. 1057 CFW.
The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising. 90s and more. 105.7.
Family.